Chapter 3, Chocolate Incoming. Soon, the whole park was ordering by distance. One lemon swirl by the oak. Mint chip near the swings. Two small vanillas and a brave sherbet by the duck pond. Nutty and Mama worked the machine like professionals. Chilly Millie loaded cones with heroic speed. Tony the delivery fox ran around wearing a catcher glove, just in case. At first, the launches were magnificent. Cones arced through the sunshine. Children cheered. Customers caught dessert from benches, blankets, and once from the top of a picnic table. Then, the wind shifted. This matters greatly when you are catapulting dairy. A blueberry scoop drifted sideways into the tuba section of the park band. A lemon cone took a sudden turn and landed in the mayor's flower ribbon box. And a triple berry sundae, aimed at the chess club, ended up on the statue of General Nutbert. The general had now suffered enough dessert-related indignities to qualify for sympathy. Nutty narrowed his eyes. Crossbreeze complication. Grandma, sitting under the shade umbrella with a perfectly ordinary cone, said, "You are discovering why restaurants invented walking." But Nutty was committed. He added a windsock to the top of the catapult, then a second windsock, then a tiny side rudder he called the scoop stabilizer. This improved things for almost 6 minutes. Then Chilly Millie called out, "Emergency order! 5 cones for the birthday party by the bandstand!" Nutty loaded the cradle. Mama pulled the arm. Papa held the topping tray. Tony blew his whistle like this helped science. The catapult launched 3 cones perfectly. The 4th bounced off the scoop slide and landed on the bandleader's shoe. The 5th went straight up. Everyone in the park looked skyward. The cone hovered for 1 magical second in the hot blue air. Then it began falling. Directly toward the biggest bowl of banana pudding at the birthday table. "Sunday emergency!" shouted Nutty,